You're listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Right now, a war rages all around us. Not a war with bombs and bullets. This is a war against an invisible enemy, a war for your very soul. The Bible calls it spiritual warfare, and the only way you will know victory over this enemy is to know the weapons you have to fend him off. Stay right here for today's Bible Answer Man as we delve into the depths of spiritual warfare and how to put on the armor of God in the battle for your soul. You'll hear from listeners whose lives have been changed through the regular monthly support of our members, and learn how you too can help produce vital resources like the Bible Answer Man. Also, if you've been impacted through the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. Well, now, without further delay, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And this is day 5 of the Christian Research Institute's membership drive. We're asking you to join as a Bible Answer Man support team member. And as always, you can do that on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. When you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as you speak to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, each day this week has had a theme. Today's theme is spiritual warfare, best codified in Ephesians chapter 6, where the Apostle Paul says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers, against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you are able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all of this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." And then says Paul, "Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." And of course, that's a prayer that we all echo. "Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." Spiritual warfare is waged against invisible beings that personify the extremities of evil. And their weapons are spiritual, not physical. They can't bite us physically. They can't violate us sexually. They can't cause us to levitate. But they can tempt us to cheat, to steal, to lie. And that's why it's crucial that we note that though the devil cannot interact with us physically, he does have access to our minds. He can't read our minds, but he can certainly influence our thoughts. If we open the door to Satan By failing to put on the full armor of God, he does, as it were, sit on our shoulder and he whispers into our ears. The whisper cannot be discerned with the physical ear, but it does penetrate the ear of the mind. Now, I can't explain how that kind of communication takes place any more than I can explain how our minds can cause the physical synapses of the brain to fire. But that such mind-to-mind communication takes place is indisputable. If it were not indisputable, the devil could not have tempted Judas to betray his master. He couldn't have seduced Ananias and Sapphira to deceive Peter. He couldn't have incited David to take a census. Nor would the Apostle Paul have instructed us to put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you would be able to take your stand and after doing everything to stand. In the final analysis, the whole of Scripture informs us that spiritual warfare is the battle for the mind. While fallen angels aren't physical, they are as real as the very flesh upon our bones. They're malevolent beings, the vastness of whose intellect exceeds that of any human who has ever lived. Therefore, we must not expect that if you are unaided from above, that you could ever be a match for an angel, especially an angel whose intellect has been sharpened by malice. No doubt, much to his delight, we often depict the devil as a cartoonish clown. He's got an elongated tail and he's got red tights and a pitchfork. But that's far from true. Rather than being brutish, demons are brilliant. They twist. They deceive. They mislead. And they're intimately familiar with the truth they twist. Satan knows full well that without the spiritual armor listed in Ephesians chapter 6, we are but pawns in a devil's game. I feel so strongly about spiritual warfare and the covering that Paul provides in Ephesians chapter 6 that I wrote a book called The Covering, because I'm absolutely certain that if we do not put on the full armor of God, we are guaranteed casualties in spiritual warfare. If we do, however, we are victorious in spiritual warfare, because Paul starts in Ephesians 6 with the emphasis on the power of God to protect as opposed to the power of Satan to pillage. Spiritual warfare is transcendently important in that it's real. And if we're not apprised of the reality of powers of darkness and heavenly realms, then we are going to be vulnerable to attack. And if there's one thing that I have experienced at the Christian Research Institute, it is the reality of spiritual warfare. If you're on the front lines in a fight against the kingdom of the cults and the world of the occult, you are going to face the devil square on. If you're simply going about life not making a difference, you're already marginalized. But if you're in the trenches in spiritual warfare, you're a target. And that is what this ministry has been committed to. It's one of the reasons we ask you to join with us as Bible Answer Man monthly support team members. It is because we're in a battle for truth. We're in a battle for the souls of human beings. It's not a game. We're equipping God's people to be reproducing disciple makers. We are dead serious about the task that God has called us to. And we do not retreat in the battle. We're moving forward in the battle. And it's why, again, we're asking you to stand with us in a battle for truth to do what you do like we do what we do because truth matters, and not to do it as isolated Christians. We're a body. We're asking you to join a team of people making a difference only from the perspective of eternity. Will you fully know how God is using you, not by might nor by power, but by His Spirit, to touch a life of another human being, not just for time, but for eternity? Again, you can join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team online, equip.org, in an electronic fashion. It's safe and secure. You can give monthly in that fashion. You can do so on the World Wide Web, again, equip.org, or when you write me, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, you can speak directly to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Elliot Miller, who is editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, joins me in studio. He knows a little bit about spiritual warfare. But most of all, he's been in the trenches in a fight for the souls of human beings through the resources that we are providing to liberate people. I mean, this is something real, Elliot. It's not something we're imagining. We know that spiritual warfare is real, poignant, and profound.
That we do, Hank. And, you know, spiritual warfare is a hot topic in Christian bookstores. There's whole shelves devoted to it. Some very fast-selling books are devoted to the subject. And yet there's a few subjects that you'll encounter in your Christian bookstore, or you'll encounter in the realm of theology, about which I have discerned more confusion. In fact, it's hard for me to think of any one subject that there are more misconceptions about than spiritual warfare. And again, this to me underscores the importance of CRI, because we have been called to spiritual warfare. Few people would dispute that. You know, we are taking on the kingdom of the cults, the kingdom of the occult, the kingdom of Satan. I mean, those are his special domains. False gospels. You know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, that Satan presents a false gospel, a false spirit, a false Jesus, and he comes as an angel of light. And it should be no wonder, therefore, that his ministers also appear to be ministers of righteousness. Okay, that is his unique domain. I mean, he's active in the whole world. He leads the entire world astray. He's the god of this world, the prince of this age. But in the realm of the cults and in the realm of the occult, it is his special domain. It is where he thrives, where people are doing his bidding in a more direct and immediate and complete fashion, and where people actually have developed systematic disciplines to open themselves up to his influence and to allow him to begin to manifest to them, to possess them, to speak to them, and to guide them and to use them for his purposes, which are always, as we have spoken of previously on this program, he is the father of lies, and his whole area of operation is in the realm of deception. So absolutely, you know, working here at CRI, we know a little bit about the subject because our entire commitment here is the truth. And it's not just proclaiming the truth of the Bible and Scripture, although that is, you know, that is the greatest expression of truth there is God's revealed word. You know, that is the absolute truth and the standard we have for judging spiritual truth from spiritual error. But beyond that, at CRI, we have been faithful to go about defending the truth truthfully. In other words, not using false means to try to promote the truth, situation ethics, trying to trump up evidence in support of the gospel that really wouldn't stand sober scholarly analysis. So we don't look for any shortcuts. We have the confidence of knowing that the Bible is true, and therefore all truth is God's truth. Therefore, the facts of science, history, and so forth can be dealt with honestly, with integrity, and they will end up supporting the Bible. So that's the long way around. And in that, that stand for truth, we have become the special objects of Satan's wrath, because he doesn't mind if people are proclaiming the truth falsely, because that's according to his program. But when people begin to stand in the light and proclaim the truth, then they become special objects of his wrath. I'd like to talk more about this after the break.
And it's one of the reasons that we ask people to stand with us, not only financially, but prayerfully. We do believe that prayer is firing the winning shot. Prayer ultimately makes all the difference in the world. And so if you can't support us financially, we do ask you to stand with us prayerfully on a regular basis. We're going to be right back on the other side of the break with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we continue CRI Membership Week. Take this opportunity to go to equip.org and join the Bible Answer Man monthly support team online. We'll be right back.
Is Satan real? Does he have the power to influence us? Does he have access to our minds? In the covering, Hank Hanegraaff unpacks the principles for supernatural protection in a discipleship rather than deliverance model of spiritual warfare. Without the covering, you are a guaranteed casualty in spiritual warfare. With the covering, you are an invincible conqueror. Hank's book, The Covering, is available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute. This ministry exists to create well-reasoned, hard-hitting resources like these. Your purchase through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI will not only equip you for deeper faith, but will go even further, helping to create more resources to equip countless others to defend their own faith. Again, you can order online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI.
We are engaged in a war.
A war.
Not a war with bombs and bullets, not even with power politics. This is a war with an invisible enemy, against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And the only way to know victory over this enemy is to know the weaponry you have to fend him off. The Covering by Hank Hanegraaff is based upon Paul's words to the Ephesians commanding us to put on the armor of God. The Covering outlines this armor and its importance in our spiritual battles. He explains what it means to incorporate God's covering and the practical ways God delivers us from evil. Consider it your effective biblical battle plan to wage successful spiritual warfare. Call CRI and order Hank Hanegraaff's fascinating book, The Covering. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also order The Covering online by going to www.equip.org.
In Ephesians 5:15-16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment.
To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI. If you've already become a member of our support team, committing to give on a monthly basis, we're deeply grateful for your loyalty and faithfulness. But no one appreciates your generosity more than the people who have a newfound confidence in their faith because of your support.
I just have to say that your ministry has been a blessing to me. I have been able to be fortified in my faith. I've been saved for 20 years now, and I thank God for that. And I definitely thank God for you and all that you do. You have been a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ, and I definitely thank God for you, sir.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. To become a regular monthly supporter, part of the backbone of this ministry, you can sign up securely online right now at equip.org. That's equip.org, or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Again, that's 888-7000-274. Now back to more of the Bible Answer Man and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy, and I go farther than saying just part of the spiritual backbone of this ministry. This is the backbone of the ministry, and we're so thankful during CRI Membership Drive Week for all the people who have stood with us, who are joining the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. It is the backbone of this ministry. You're standing with us in the spiritual battle. I want to thank just a few people that have called in and said, I am joining the monthly support team. Some give $15 a month, some $25 a month, some $35. The amount is between you and the Holy Spirit. The regularity of your giving, however, is transcendently important. So thank you, Otto in Washington, Aileen in North Carolina, Alphonse in Missouri, Marcus in Missouri, Monica in California, Jake from Canada, Richard, Michigan, Fernando, California, Wenying in North Carolina, Ryan in Tulasi, Rugiani in Michigan, Marianne in Ohio, Patrick, New York, Eric, Kentucky, and I guess I could go on. And one other person that I want to thank personally is Nate and his wife Susan, who have attended our 2011 cruise and said they really enjoyed meeting Elliot, listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast on a regular basis. They are a regular supporter. They're a Bible Answer Man support team member, and they subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Nate is on the line. Nate, I want to personally thank you for your support.
Well, thanks, Hank. I'm pleased to be on the show with you, and it's always a pleasure to hear you, and I'm glad to be a part of your ministry. It's a real blessing to all of us.
And tell us, Nate, about your passion for contributing to this ministry and how others can make a difference for time and for eternity.
Well, Hank, I first found CRI in your program back in 1995, just shortly after I came to know the Lord. And it was a very great encouragement for me at that point. And I think especially what it did was it really helped me to get grounded solidly with solid biblical truth, and not to be able to be pulled away by false teaching. And I was fortunate enough to come to a saving faith in a church that taught biblical truth, but with as much heretical teaching and as much postmodern thinking as is out there today and was then, the CRI has just been a real blessing to be able to really engage with listening to solid truth, the regular influx of phone calls coming in with people having questions about cults and different heretical teachings, and to be able to go solidly back to the Word of God, which is where truth lies. It's been a real encouragement, and it's been a real blessing for us to be able to learn from the Word through your teaching and through your radio ministry.
Let me ask you a personal question. What was it like to meet Elliot Miller?
Elliot's a great guy. In fact, after he got done speaking a couple times there on the cruise, Susan turned to me and she said, "Boy, he's the best part of this whole cruise." And I couldn't agree with her more about how wonderful it was to get to know Elliot. He's a fun guy. It was great to be able to sit down and have conversations with him, and just a genuine heart, a passion for the Lord, a true heart for Scripture and for saving souls. And he had a very interesting testimony that he gave during one of his talks on the ship, and it just really brought it down to home to what a down to earth and a real guy he is. And we really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much, Nate. It's wonderful hearing your voice. I enjoyed it every bit as much as everyone else did. It was a wonderful spiritual highlight of my year to meet all of you people and to bond in the way that we did. And I think it was a genuine bonding. Made a lot of friends there. Really looking forward to Alaska in May and seeing many of you again and meeting other people that will be coming for the first time.
Nate, thank you so much for your contribution to the broadcast today, for your support, and for encouraging others to stand with us as well.
Well, it's my pleasure, Hank. All the glory to God, of course, but I'm glad that there is a ministry such as yours that we can support and that can really help us to stay grounded in solid truth. And I just praise God for you and your ministry and all those who are there working alongside of you to battle the cults and to just to provide good, solid teaching for so many who listen to the radio broadcast on a regular basis.
Well, thank you, Nate, and give our best to your wife, Susan, as well.
I sure will. Thanks, Hank. Thanks, Elliot. Good to talk to both of you.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you again in June.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you.
And, you know, Nate said it right. He said this is a battle, and he's looking forward, and he's grateful to be able to stand in the battle for us. But I think that's one of the themes that we want to underscore today, the
right.
fact that we are in a battle, and it's never easy to be in a battle. However, we know that we are survivors in any battle because we can be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
That's exactly the truth that I can sit here and testify, you know, after working here for 34 years and just experiencing a wide, unending variety of battles, you know, that I'm sitting here 34 years later, continuing the work, feeling that the Lord has prevailed and continues to prevail, which just shows that He's faithful to His Word. And so the idea of spiritual warfare, you know, is not the idea of sensationalism or some kind of big, you know, like the television program Supernatural, you know, where the devil becomes exalted beyond all measure and you expect to have all of these crazy experiences. And, you know, and yet that's how it is often conceived in the body of Christ. Is, first of all, the devil is given more power than he actually has. And second of all, even the power to possess Christians and other teachings that are not biblical. And then Christians respond to spiritual warfare often in ways that play right into the devil's hands. The devil is the author of the occult with all of its rituals and superstitions. And a lot of times spiritual warfare is conducted exactly that way. People go around anointing the walls of houses, having these deliverance prayers, you know, commanding the devil. I mean, biblical spiritual warfare is not talking to the devil and commanding him by the blood of Jesus to get away from you. I mean, God has given the devil permission to tempt you. You know, God has sovereignly allowed the devil to play a role. And so the way that when Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experiences, sufferings are being accomplished by your brethren in all the world. This is not a resisting of a direct, confrontation with the devil. It is a resisting of the temptations in the lies that the devil gives us by holding true to the Word of God. When you look at the components of the armor of God, which you go through, you know, piece by piece in your book, The Covering, Hank, they have to do with being faithful to the Word of God, standing on the Word of God, the promises of God, the salvation of God, and walking in truth, righteousness, hope, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, so it is an issue of cleaving to Christ and being true to Christ and holding on to His Word and not falling into the temptations that the devil lays before us. This is how we resist the devil. And as we do that, he flees. You know, he cannot accomplish his purpose, which is to subvert us, and he flees. And that's the promise of God.
Talking about spiritual warfare right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, in the midst of a show in which we are in a battle and we need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially, and we ask you to be one of those soldiers that stands in the battle with us by praying for this ministry and joining the monthly support team, the Bible Answer Man support team, as we call it, as part of CRI Membership Drive Week. And we're coming to the end of that. We only have one more segment after this segment that we can talk to you about joining. So we're asking you to take that step right now. And as our way of saying thank you, we give you the next six issues of the Christian Research Journal, which amounts to approximately a one-year subscription free of charge to the Christian Research Journal. Also, our wristband, which has our motto on it, because truth matters, dot, 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 because truth matters. The dot, 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 of course, is there because whatever it might be, we're doing it because truth matters. The reason that we produce the Christian Research Journal is because truth matters. The reason we write the books we do, because truth matters. The reason we do the Bible Answer Man broadcast, because truth matters. The reason we equip God's people to always be ready to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect, is because truth matters. And we're asking you to join during Membership Drive Week, to become a soldier, to become a team member. We're asking you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team because truth matters. And again, you can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can also do so when you write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. Also want to let you know that one of the many ways we equip you to defend your faith is through our weekly e-newsletter. Every week, we send you updates on current events at the Christian Research Institute, upcoming special broadcasts. A free, timely article from the Christian Research Journal is included in the weekly e-newsletter. In tomorrow's edition of the e-newsletter, we answer questions that you might not even have anticipated. To get connected with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, you can subscribe to the e-newsletter at equip.org. Just go to the World Wide Web, get connected. There's the menu, the Get Connected menu at the top of the page. I guess it's called Get Connected menu. And then follow the link to the subscription form. You can do all of that on the World Wide Web at equip.org. A lot of you calling in right now wanting to let us know how the ministry of the Christian Research Institute has impacted your life, and certain that'll be an encouragement to everyone listening in. So we'll get to some of those calls on the other side of the break. Again, we'll be right back in a moment.
Is Satan real? Does he have the power to influence us? Does he have access to our minds? In The Covering, Hank Hanegraaff unpacks the principles for supernatural protection in a discipleship rather than deliverance model of spiritual warfare. Without The Covering, you are a guaranteed casualty in spiritual warfare. With The Covering, you are an invincible conqueror. Hank's book, The Covering, is available for your gift to the Christian Research Institute. This ministry exists to create well-reasoned, hard-hitting resources like these. your purchase through our website at equip.org or by calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI will not only equip you for deeper faith, but will go even further, helping to create more resources to equip countless others to defend their own faith. Again, you can order online at equip.org or by calling 888-7000-CRI. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Every day at the Christian Research Institute, we're encouraged to hear from listeners who share how their lives have been radically changed through the broadcast ministry of CRI and the Bible Answer Man program. And we're excited to help stimulate change agents around the globe. Our passion and purpose is to equip believers worldwide with the truth about cults, culture, and Christianity, so that when faced with distortions of the truth or false teachings, it is instantly recognizable. But ministry, especially broadcast radio, requires enormous resources. If the Bible Answer Man program is ministered to you, would you consider standing with us both prayerfully and financially? To donate, call us at 888-7000-274 or visit us on our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. You can also write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271.
We are engaged in a war. A war. Not a war with bombs and bullets, not even with power politics. This is a war with an invisible enemy, against the rulers, authorities, and powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. And the only way to know victory over this enemy is to know the weaponry you have to fend him off. The Covering by Hank Hanegraaff is based upon Paul's words to the Ephesians commanding us to put on the armor of God. The Covering outlines this armor and its importance in our spiritual battles. He explains what it means to incorporate God's covering and the practical ways God delivers us from evil. Consider it your effective biblical battle plan to wage successful spiritual warfare. Call CRI and order Hank Hanegraaff's fascinating book, The Covering. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also order The Covering online by going to www.equip.org.
For 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been serving the body of Christ, equipping believers to know what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. This week is our membership week. We're dedicating this week to show you the impact your regular support has had on people just like you, and encourage those of you who have not yet done so to join us in making a lasting impact as a regular monthly supporter. If the Christian Research Institute and Bible Answer Man broadcast have impacted your life, we'd like to give you the opportunity to encourage others with your testimony. Give us a call right now at 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265 or by going online to equip.org/testimonies. And thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, equipping believers around the globe. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card, or even automated bank withdrawals. To sign up today, call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:12, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. Again, for more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI.
The Bible Answer Man broadcast was an integral part of getting me to realize that we actually had a bedrock faith. And when I became a Bible Answer Man partner, I signed up for the Christian Research Journal, and that continued to educate me, and I see tremendous value in this ministry. And so you know, I decided that, you know, if I'm going to support them, you know, I need to do so on a monthly basis. And I mean, I can't give all that much on a monthly basis, but it adds up over time. And I pray for it and support it constantly.
Now, to further equip you to live out and defend your faith, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And we are unfortunately at the very tail end of CRI membership drive week. Whenever I think about asking people to support this ministry, I think, you know, I'd rather answer their questions. But I can honestly say this has been a joy as we have talked to so many people and been encouraged by those who are standing with us in spiritual warfare and the battle for truth and the battle for the souls of human beings. We should always remember that we are sandwiched between the triumph of the cross and the termination of time, between D-Day, as it were, and V-Day. D-Day was the first coming of Christ. That's the time that the enemy was decisively defeated. V-Day is the second coming of Christ, when the enemy shall totally and finally surrender. In the meantime, Elliot, we are faced with the real truth that we are going to stand against the world, the flesh, and the devil, or we are going to fall for the world, the flesh, and the devil. We need to be fortified, strong in spiritual warfare, and the only way to do that is to be focused on those essential Christian doctrines that define the Christian faith, and to be involved in Christian disciplines like getting into the Word of God, praying, being involved as equipped Christians, communicating the truth that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart and living with eternity in mind.
Amen, Hank. You know, living with the eternity in mind is so critical. As you and I can both say, as you know, we've now been around for around six decades, you know, this life really flies by, and it's guaranteed that as a Christian looks back over their life, they're going to regret the time that they did not live with eternity in mind, because we're all careening toward eternity, toward a time of standing before Jesus Christ and giving account for what we did in the body. And we want what we do to last. You know, Jesus said you know, we should lay up our treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt and where thieves do not break through and steal. You know, Paul said we should set our mind above and not on the things of the earth. Paul lived, you know, as if he was running a race, knowing that every moment counted. And that's really where spiritual warfare is so critical, because the sad reality is, Hank, that there are a lot of casualties. There are a lot of people in the Christian world who don't run that race effectively, who are subverted. And they may completely fall from the faith, or they may fall into serious sin while continuing to profess the faith and thus bring dishonor to Christ, as some ministers have done, even in recent years. Or they may fall into serving the devil's purposes. In other words, we know, Paul says, a lot of people are going to stand before Christ, and all of their works are going to be burned up. They will not stand the light, the heat of the presence of Christ. And, you know, there will even be some who will stand before the Lord and he'll say, I didn't know you, you know. And so the reality is that it's not guaranteed that we will stay on course and fight the good fight. We have to examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. And, you know, many people who profess to be doing Christ a service are actually opposing his kingdom. And we know that because we've had incredible spiritual warfare here at CRI, but a lot of the battle has not been from the enemies of the faith, but it's been from the so-called defenders of the faith who have resorted to slander, the evil means out of their own personal agendas that they've tried to justify as being for the sake of Christ, you know, attacking this ministry, affecting our financial support. You know, I've never seen anyone except for perhaps Walter Martin, your predecessor, who has been subjected to more slander. You know, just a whole body of false allegations are out there circulating on the internet about you. It got so bad, I had to write a book that I recently, finished called Breaking the Silence, which is available at equip.org, which answers these false allegations. But that's the level, the intensity of the warfare. And I just have to say, Hank, that the way that you have stayed the course, kept your hand on the plow, not turned back by, assaults on your good name, assaults on everything about your work on a repeated basis, and you just continued for these 21 years as a president of CRI, it's been the most inspiring thing is that I've had in real time, real flesh and blood to witness of faithfulness to Christ. And I just thank you for standing firm and not allowing yourself to be deterred by all of the garbage that's been heaped upon you. But that is the price that we pay. Even our own good name can be sullied as we simply are obedient to Christ and continue to follow him. And yet you haven't retaliated. You haven't, slandered in return. You just continued to stand for truth and to proclaim the word of God. And I thank you for that. And I do believe that everyone who is blessed by the ministry of CRI needs to support us with, first of all, their prayers, realizing that spiritual warfare is a real thing. And that we are on the front lines. We are taking a stand against the works of the devil. We're taking him on directly. And so we do need prayer support. And we also need people, especially during this great recession, when people have withdrawn from their giving because they're concerned about their financial future. Well, we need people to sacrificially stand with us so that this vital work of Christ can continue. For however long we're going through this period of financial instability in our culture, it's vital that the kingdom of God continue to prosper even when the country is suffering. And it will prosper through being faithful to the Word of God, through proclaiming the Word of God, and through calling the church back to Scripture when we start deviating with this fad or this trend or whatever that keeps circulating through the body of Christ. It's CRI that is the voice in the wilderness, calling people back to Scripture again and again. From your book on the Word of Faith movement, to your book on holy laughter, to your book on the Apocalypse Code, just one thing after another that you've written, and all of the issue after issue of the Christian Research Journal, where we're dealing with contemporary issues, trends, and bringing forth biblical discernment, biblical truth. This is what is the service that this ministry provides. It's a unique service that God has raised up, and it's vital that it continues, but it can only continue with the prayers and the financial support of people who share with us this ministry and this calling of God to stand for truth.
I couldn't help but think as you were speaking, Elliot, about the Christian Research Journal and the recent cover story and the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, that I actually use the acronym DISCERN, because I think it's so critical for people to have discernment skills, to know how to discern between wheat and chaff and heat and light, not only in matters of truth and error from a doctrinal standpoint, but how to learn discernment skills when they go to the internet so that they can know how to ferret out that which is true from that which is false. There is those absolute skills that you can learn. Those skills are learnable so that you can really be part of a discernment ministry. We think discernment ministry, and that's what we are, is critical because in an age of information overload, you can easily buy into the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. And the reason I put it that way is Satan never gives error in its naked deformity. If he did, no one would buy into it. He always dresses it up so it looks palatable and plausible.
That's exactly right. And so that is why discernment is not optional. It is not just for some people. It is an essential ingredient to survival in this world generally, and in this post-Christian, post-modern Everything is relative, age in which we live. Because through the internet, through the mass media, I mean, ideas are continually circulating. And so nobody's ever had to deal with so many different claims and counterclaims to truth. Allegations and false reports and so forth, to have to sift through all of that. Nobody's ever had to deal with all that the way that we do. That's why discernment, learning those discernment skills, such as you laid out in your article, Discern, in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal, is so vital. And that's what this ministry is here to equip people to do.
And again, that's why we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. One of the dilemmas I have is I've got 2 minutes left on the broadcast, and I got people calling in from all over the country who want to make their contribution verbally, talk about what this ministry has meant. So we're going to stay right here and take your calls. People calling in right now, we're going to stay here for an extra hour. We'll take your calls, your contribution to this ministry, your encouragement, and we'll play that on a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So if you're hanging on, Robert, James, Monica, Chuck, and those calling in right now, stick with us. We'll take your call in the next hour, and again, we'll play that on a future edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. If there are others that want to call in their encouragement, their support, here's the number to dial to get your comment on the air, 888-ASK-HANK. That translates to 888-275-4265. As always, great to have you in studio, Elliot. You're always an encouragement to me. And it's great to have so many new Bible Answer Man support team members, people that are standing with us, not with a one-time gift alone, but on a regular monthly basis. You've been part of a historic week for us at the Christian Research Institute. It's our first CRI membership drive. I'm certain it won't be our last. I love the way it went. I hope you did too. We had a theme every single day, so we are ministering as we are encouraging you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. So if you can do that right now, if you've never taken that step, go to the World Wide Web. Do it in a safe, secure fashion. You can give electronically at equip.org. Remember the mail, Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, our resource consultants are standing by. The number toll free, 888-7000-CRI. Again, we'll be here for the next hour. If you want to talk to us, the number to dial right now, 888-ASK-HANK. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Bible Answer Man broadcast for our membership week. And a special thank you to all of you who have made a commitment to partner with the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your gifts will continue to equip believers around the globe to defend their faith and live robust lives for Christ. If you're not yet a support team member, please prayerfully consider that commitment today. You'll be a part of a 50-year tradition of equipping believers with the answers they need in a world increasingly hostile to truth. Make your commitment today by calling us at 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is furnished by the Christian Research Institute. Because truth matters. In Ephesians 5, 15, 16, Paul admonishes believers to be very careful how you live, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Today, evidence abounds of the growing evil in our modern day culture. False teachers and New Age cults continue to seduce millions with their empty promises and false philosophy. Subscribers to the Christian Research Journal know they will regularly receive timely information on the latest religious trends, as well as practical tips on dealing with the challenges to the Christian faith in a fallen world. We encourage you to become a Bible Answer Man support team member through a monthly giving commitment. To thank you, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. For more information on a simple way to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org. Again, that's equip.org. Or call us at 888-7000-CRI.
For over 50 years, the Christian Research Institute has been entirely supported by people who've been blessed by our resources and choose to share that blessing with others. None of this would be possible without you. We know that a monthly gift is a big commitment. Not only is it a financial sacrifice, but when life itself gets busy, it can be hard remembering to send your gift each month. And that's why we've created simple, secure, automated giving opportunities through your credit or debit card. And to thank you for this service that you perform that is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God, you will receive a free subscription to our award-winning magazine, The Christian Research Journal. To sign up today to become a Bible Answer Man support team member, go online to equip.org or call us at 888-7000-CRI.